Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
It's hard to believe that we're talking about back to school, but it's going to be coming before we realize it. And Omaha public school officials are working hard to make sure that the busing problems that plagued the rollout of the school year last year will not be a repeat this year. The school district is working with the bus contractor, Student Transportation of America, and they've given additional time to the contractor to hire bus drivers for the fall. The route information is getting out to them earlier than usual, and they're actually going to be doing a dry run about a week or 10 days before school starts. So school's back in session August 17th. It's going to be still so hot, but the district.
Yeah, I was just in Walmart. I mean, it's the stores are just filling up with all their back to school stuff. Mm-hmm.
I just got to drive the kids crazy.
Oh, that's the worst feeling.
Yeah, you go in there. Yeah, I guess you're right.
I mean, it's only July 11th, so yeah, you try and slow time down.
That's a month.
The countdown is to August 1st. When it hit August 1st, you were like, well, I'm out of time.
Yeah.
Have you swum enough?
Yes.
Did you do all the summer things you wanted to do?
My gripe is honestly, school starts too early. It's still so hot in August. You wait so long. I mean, like we had a slow ramp up to the beginning of summer. Think about like how cool a lot of May and June were. I mean, like once we get to College World Series, even then it was still kind of cool. But then like now we're in the heat of it. I still think that like you got to Labor Day and then start the day after Labor Day and then it's off to the races.
Because I don't remember when we started. So I don't even have a gauge on what's too early. I feel like if I was a parent, I'd be glad school started.
Not when it's this hot, because a lot of times you're just burning up days anyway, because some schools will be like, it's so hot, we're letting them out early. Well, you're like, well, yeah, it's August. All it's right. The surface of the sun outside.
Yeah. But Molly, you don't make these decisions. So.
No, but I'm throwing it out there to people who maybe
in case
do
they're make listening and they're like, we're going to change the whole system.
You know what? Just thinking about it.
Molly thinks it's too hot.
All it takes maybe is one idea to change the world or just change summer. I'm rallying for the kids, a little bit more summer for them. A driver is recovering after a car slammed into an Omaha home. The victim was traveling near 20th and Castellar yesterday afternoon when their car was struck by a Jeep. The collision sent the victim's car into a nearby house. Two people inside the stolen Jeep ran from the scene. The victim has been taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. And Omaha police are investigating the city's latest homicide. 40-year-old Billy Walker. Police say someone shot and killed Walker last Friday at the Caravelle Apartments near Benson Gardens Boulevard and Miami Plaza. He leaves behind four children and a granddaughter. Anybody with information can contact the police or you can contact Crime Stoppers. The number is 402-444-STOP. And good news, the developer behind Nebraska Crossing Outlets, that Rod Yates, he filed his latest plans to revamp the Crossroads Mall area.
Looks pretty nice. The little artist rendering of the old Crossroads.
Mm-hmm. So an application for tax increment financing happened yesterday. Yates says getting TIF funding for the project will be well worth it. So the space near 72nd and Dodge would have retail, restaurants, housing. I mean, it's just like a bigger, better Midtown.
It was like our first mall. The Crossroads opened in 1960. The World Herald had old photos. It was crazy of
really?
How small Omaha was when it opened.
When did it open again?
1960.
That was 1960. West Omaha.
When did they put the things up top? I feel like that
80s.
Was fairly new, right?
The big top, the white top.
The
whatever.
White bra.
Okay.
That turned out to be the food court.
Yeah.
So they called them membrane tents.
Yeah.
Membrane
looked
tents.
Like a bra.
Yeah. I think those went up in 19. They were done by 1988.
Okay, I remember
the
those.
The 80s, because It was so like, oh my god, it's so cool. It's a tent. It looks like just like everything in like a John Hughes movie. Because then you got the escalators up to the food court.
God. Do you remember that? How drastically the city has changed since then?
Yeah, Yes.
We've grown so much. So if
because our parents used to go to the Center Mall.
Yes. Down on 42nd.
And I remember getting drug in there as a little kid, and I'm like, God, I don't ever take me here ever again.
Yeah.
This place makes me sad.
There was one store in there towards the end that hung out because my grandmother took me there.
Yonkers?
Was it a Yonkers at the Center Mall?
There was a Yonkers there. There was a Yonkers at the Center Mall, and there was, because that was our mall.
That was all
I used
there was.
To walk there back when, don't you remember there was like those bookstores that was like a national chain, like Warner's or something.
Yeah.
And I would go there, and then there was a bowling alley. So when I went to Mercy, we used to have a bowling unit in
because that's right down the road.
High school. And so they'd take us down there. And I remember like it'd be like a Wednesday at 10 o'clock in the morning and you'd have gym and that place would be packed, guys. I mean, the haze would be blue from all the cigarette smoke.
Yeah.
Guys sitting at the bar in a bowling alley in the Center Mall. I'm like, this is where hope comes to die.
You wonder if that people level circle back. Things change so much and things come back.
Yeah. That's still there.
Could you imagine if you were able to bring back smoking, the demand people would have?
Yeah.
Like, dude, it's a mall you can smoke in. Anyway, the Crossroads looks pretty incredible what they want to do with it. I would just think it'd be hard to put the money in and plan ahead for these things because things change so often.
Yeah. It seems like the financing's all there. It's just they're waiting for city approval for the demolition to start. And it could be as early as the fall.
What do you want in your mall? Can we drive our hoverboards in it?
It looks super cool. I mean, the mock-ups in the...
Or maybe like a constant... flowing, you know how they'll have those, they're the flat walking things at airports.
Oh, yeah, the moving sidewalks.
The moving sidewalks. Maybe we need that. That way you can text and not even bother running.
That is
anything.
Total Wally. You know? Well,
that's
you don't
what I was thinking,
legs.
Wally. What if it's just, it's all Rascals?
Ooh.
It's total Rascals.
It's like you can start with a Rascal, like the bikes, and you can drop them off at wherever you want at different locations.
No, it's we invent something where it's a mix between a Rascal at the grocery store and a Roomba. Robotic vacuum cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
So this one, you don't really drive it. It drives itself.
Yeah.
It's like a Roomba Rascal. It's like a Rascal on top of a Roomba.
Oh, geez. It'd be...
And you just get in the thing and you're like, let's go shopping.
It'd be wreck-free. Mm-hmm.
And Roomba just drives to your places.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't ever run into a wall.
It's connected to Waze.
Yeah.
So it's like constantly like, and you're able to get like the candy. Like, I went down this one alley, so I get an extra 5 points, which gets me something.
Candy.
Yes.
Nothing but candy. It's got to be sweets.
Yeah. It's got to be like a Candy Crush.
And caffeine. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just people who don't use their legs anymore riding on Roombas.
Buying
at the mall. That's
the mall.
To me, progress.
Well, guess what? You are going to be one lucky duck because I think that future is coming sooner than thought.
Before we die.
Authorities are searching for answers today after a tragic military plane crash in Mississippi. It killed at least 16 people on Monday. According to the FAA, it was a Marine Corps KC-130. It took off from the Marine Corps Air Station Cherry Point in North Carolina, and it was on its way down to the Mississippi Delta, and it ended up crashing in a soybean field about 85 miles north of Jackson, Mississippi. Investigators say that the ammunition-filled plane might have exploded in the air. Fiery debris has been scattered for miles, but they're trying to figure out what exactly went wrong in flight. And the most breathtaking feature of the next generation iPhone is its price tag. According to one of those tech insiders out in San Francisco, the new iPhone 8 could be carrying the cost of $1,200 for a customer. Or more, developers say that the front of the new iPhone device will be all touchscreen, matching a popular feature on competing smartphones. The new iPhone is expected this fall, 10 years after the first iPhone launched the smartphone movement. And it would appear that when it comes to television, some moms aren't in a total agreement as to it being the stuff that destroys your brain. They did a survey out in Michigan. And they asked a bunch of moms about whether or not they thought that a lot of television was bad for a developing kid. So kids ages 4 to 8. And they said one of the things that they found was that mothers believe that what their children watch is more important than how much of it they're watching.
Well,
so it's more content over quantity.
Okay.
Quality over quantity. So the idea is if you're watching 4 hours of PBS programming.
Yeah. Right.
That's a lot better than
if little Jimmy's watching a lot of really good TV. Is it so bad?
Right. And again, these were the people that they surveyed were lower income parents where they're like, listen, I got two jobs. I'm hustling. Like I got to, you know, I mean, I'm not saying that it's great, but the idea is that they thought it was more important to know, like, especially the idea of advertisements for fast food, for beverages. I mean, we were just talking earlier. It's summertime. Kids watch a lot of TV, and a lot of times I steer them towards PBS as yeah. opposed to the other ones because I was noticing that these little tape recorders called Kids were like watching and they were coming to me. They're like, can we order this? You must be 18 or older in which to order the hover. I'm like, okay, we're not watching that kind of television.
We're not watching
anymore.
Teen Mom. We're not doing another Teen Mom marathon.
That is it. No more Law and Order for you guys. But when it comes to watching TV, families said that they like to do it together, especially if they moms don't mind watching television with the kids if it's like good bonding time or whether or not like the
shows makes are sense.
Good.
Yeah.
I get it. I mean, I do think that there is such a thing as quality television that, mm-hmm. you know, you can maybe watch a little bit more of and it doesn't seem as bad. But also, like, I get it. Like, working parents, it's tough. I mean, you do need time to, like, get dinner ready. And sometimes the TV is the easiest thing to be like, listen, I just need an hour to get dinner on the table. And if that means you're watching television and I get it done.
Yeah.
God help me. I'm a terrible mom. Call the police, I guess. But
yeah,
no.
Less.
So I guess maybe more television isn't so bad. And when people are watching television, Amazon Prime might be the one that takes out cable television. It's Prime Day today.
I know.
People probably already have gone through their Prime, but you can get the app. I guess it'll let you like do appointment. But there was a television. That was the thing that they rolled out first last night.
Yeah, it's like a 55K Amazon, 55-inch Amazon 4K for like 300.
But it was gone. Yeah, it was gone pretty bam. Quickly. So they know what they're doing. Like every year we're sort of like unimpressed, but they know what they're doing.
There's a pellet. They yeah. keep out enough
they
pellets.
They knew how to do that takeaway right away. Because if you looked at it, you're like, well, what deals have I missed? And that TV was like a door buster.
Big deal. Then I guess the Echo, the big one was like half price or something, like $90.
Amazon
instead
Echo.
Of, but it's still to me, I'm like $90, I cheaper maybe. But I looked down at it. I didn't see a whole lot of things.
You can get a Roomba.
You know? How much is a Roomba?
The iRobot. You can get the hot iRobot that maybe we could put a Rascal on top of.
Can you put a Rascal on there?
Save $125 on it, 33%. You can get a Roomba for $250 today.
God.
All right. It's usually $375.
Do those work? I know we see them all the time.
My cousin got the knockoff version, so yeah. I don't know what. It's not a Roomba. And they absolutely love it. He bought it for his wife, mm-hmm. and she teased him because she was like, how dare you? You know, it's like buying your wife a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
I don't think you can ever buy your wife anything without them getting mad.
Yeah, yeah.
She absolutely loves it. It's incredible.
It is really,
really
neat.
It's one of those moments where you realize we'll all be replaced by robots. It's just a smart robot that all he ever wants to do is clean your carpet.
Well, yeah, and it's
all
weird.
All he ever wants to do.
I went over to a friend's house, and I was like, oh, are you having, like, I stopped by. I was like, oh, I'll go. It sounds like you've got the, you know, like, cleaners over. She's like, cleaner. Oh, no, that's our Roomba. It was upstairs vacuuming.
And you can go like on your smartphone and see what it's doing. You can watch it at all times. You can see, and it'll trace you. It'll tell you what it does, what path.
Tell you what path it takes.
The doomsday scenario is if the dog or the cat poops on the carpet.
Oh, we'll
run Roomba,
through it.
The Roomba will now paint your entire house with cat poop.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's happened to a lot of people.
Oh, that would be bad.
Yeah, they got to make it. They got to fix
gotta
give
shovel.
It some kind of thing where it recognizes.
More sensitivity.
That's its own thing where you know that robot isn't so smart.
So this thing, Roomba, I know we see them all the time, everything like that. I always thought it was just kind of a fad.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
But that price says it's not.
No.
I mean, that price
people
is it's
swear
not
by
a fad.
It. She's like, it's able to get under spaces that I never could, like under our beds and stuff like that. And it maps stuff out. She was telling me, because I said, well, aren't you afraid? Isn't it going to come down the stairs? And she said, no, it's got the scanners and it like...
It scans your whole house.
Scans your whole
it gets
house.
It's smarter. It like... It's really efficient.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
and
I
so
love
the
it.
Deal my cousin got is, I don't know the brand,
loud,
but it's like,
though.
It's more efficient than a Roomba.
Okay.
Like one...
But
Roomba,
I mean,
I think, does
like
this crazy algorithm where it's just, it goes left, right, whatever, but it eventually gets it all.
Gets everything.
Anyway.
Okay.
I think you can program it where, you know how you get that nice vacuum marks?
Yeah, yeah.
You know how like some people in their carpet, like
yeah.
it's like how you-
No, it does.
You can program it where it'll do that. So when you look in the room, you're like, it looks like a pro.
Looks like a golf course.
Smoke. Yeah.
That's
your carpet will look like a golf
it's
course.
It's really
nice.
So I mean, we're not far from the future where your Roomba will be talking to you. And then how much do we really need?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how far away is that from C-3PO? That's Luke.
Shut up.
That's a look. I'm in the dining room vacuuming. And we'll be blown away. Yeah. We'll be like, oh my God, that's all I need.
I'm trying to think of whatever chore that people hate so much to do that you can invent.
Cleaning the toilet. We bathroom. Need a robot that cleans the toilet.
Once you can get a bathroom, over. Done. If you could put something in there and you come back in, it's like, bling.
I hate cleaning the toilet.
I would absolutely clean out the sink.
The new robot cleans your toilet. We're like, I'm in. Yep. How much? How much? Sure. Is it $1,000? Because I'll pay for it. I'll go and put it on layaway. Mm-hmm.
God, there's got to be
something. Because vacuuming, I'm like,
there.
I don't mind. I mean, it sucks, but it's like, whatever. But cleaning the bathroom, then I'd be like, you had me at Amazon Prime. I'm on board.
Well, the toilet. I don't think there'd be something that can actually clean your bathroom.
No, I'm saying if they could come up with something that could clean your entire bathroom, not just the toilet, but also like the sink with all the. I mean, think about it. You guys shave.
What did you call it?
A hose.
What is it?
A hose.
No, what's the other part? Clean the toilet.
I was driving down the road, you jackass, the other day going, toilet, toilet, toilet.
That's how you get past a speech impediment.
I called it toilet. Jeff,
he's not doing his exercise.
Jeff goes Toyota and you go motorcycle.
I haven't said, I have not misspoken.
We all have that one word I just can't spit by.
In like a million years. Yeah. I was shamed early on. It's been 9 years that I broke the habit.
What's wrong with Toyota?
It's Toyota.
It's Toyota.
Toyota.
Toy.
No, Toyota.
Toyota.
Toy.
Toy. Toy. Ota.
Toyota. Like
toy.
A toy.
Oh.
Yeah, like my toy lit. I'm like toilet.
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 Washington.
Twirl. There's like an R and an L in there.
I was washing. I was washing the toilet.
Well, that's like your Toyota.
You sound like an old lady.
Toyota. I was cleaning my toilet.
Getting my Toyota.
You kids wanna come inside and use my toilet?
Try it. Toyota.
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 There you go.
Toilet. Toilet.
How many times? How many times in a day do you say Toyota versus toilet?
Toyota.
Well, I have a Toyota Highlander.
Do you
want to
use my Toyota?
You can make
it's
fun.
It's got a toilet in it.
Anyway,
you can
Amazon
make fun
Prime
all day long, but it's the same deal.
Whatever. Go ride your motorcycle and let's just call it a day.
No, you're very hurt by that. Well, that you can get that Roomba for the next 18 hours.
Well, get
Amazon
it.
Prime, is it worth the $99 subscription?
I don't know.
Oh, you got the music, you got the TV, you got all that stuff. I think it's 100% worth it. So, all right, 402-938-9400, that's the end of the show.
The Kindles are crazy cheap. If you don't have a Kindle,
tons
that's
of
the
Kindles.
Thing that's always kind of the new Amazon Fire. They're like,
how much are they charging?
$25.
Shut
that's
up.
Why they're totally brilliant because they know for people who don't have one now, that will be your interface to Amazon. Remember, that's why they were smart from the beginning. They would give them away. Mm-hmm. People are going to Best Buy.
That's how you get
it. Buying their Kindles, not realizing that Best Buy is giving it away because now you're
locked
you're going to buy all your stuff on Amazon. But they're those eight gig all new Fire, the Amazon Fire, the tablets. It's $30.
Why aren't you buying for your kids?
$30 for a seven.
I'm not introducing another tablet.
For an 8 gig Kindle, it's a book you take to the beach.
Yeah. I want it for me because the Kindle has a certain, it's got that slate interface where it doesn't get reflective.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why. That's the one thing it has over an iPad at the beach is the fact that you can actually read it in the sun.
You can get a 16 gig one, 8-inch HD display for $50.
Tell my husband.
$30 savings.
Tell my husband.
$30 savings. Now you start sounding like my children. You have watched enough television today.
Tell my husband.
You can now read.
Hey, it's Amazon Prime Day.
The Big Party Show. Channel 94.1.
All right, so they came out with a kind of a mock-up of the Crossroads Mall. That'll be the next big thing they're working on. There's a lot of memories in that mall that's going to go bye-bye. Which is kind of a bummer. You know, I spent a lot of my summers and stuff like that growing up and hanging out at that mall.
Were you a mall rat there?
Yeah, we were a mall rat there. But it's also so intimidating because that's where all the kids hung out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of weird to think about it going by. But at the same time, it's just sitting there as an empty shell.
Well, it was like
the most part,
Omaha's big new mall.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then its first competition was Westroads.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right.
And then there was Oakview. Mm-hmm. And then there was Village Point.
Okay.
And then there was Nebraska Crossing Outlet Mall.
Which, I mean, it's...
I mean, if you think of how Go West, young man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Westroads was the first thing that was, you know, really hurt Crossroads. And then, so then they had their moments when one got cool. So it was Crossroads was cool, and then Westroads was cool. And then in the 80s when they put that tent big top up, Crossroads was cool again.
Yeah.
And Westroads was lame. And then Westroads got really cool again.
I wonder how it would
end. When they put in Von Maur and...
Yeah, they ripped out the... Well, the big thing was I remember that movie theater leaving the Westroads. It was the most depressing movie theater ever. It was so weird
because
you walked in and it was really narrow. Like, don't you remember? Like, you had to go in and then, like, you would go up some steps.
Dude, it was cool. At Westroads?
Yeah, no, 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 but I'm saying...
Remember there was a magic shop next to it?
Yeah.
Do you remember the magic store?
I would go to, like, or It's a Small World was right across the street from the pet store. Back when pet stores were in malls.
Yeah.
When you could, like, go to the mall and pick up, you know... some Hello Kitty and an actual kitty.
Yeah.
So we all know that the current state of the Crossroads now isn't really, quote unquote, a mall. It's more Target. It's a really sweet Target.
Yeah, because you go to Target and you can still see the entrance to the mall and it's scary.
The Czech Museum.
You know.
The Czech Museum is great. We all go there at least once a week.
Check me out.
But now, so it's going to get a relaunch and it'll be, I don't know, one of the nicest mall. It looks like the artist renderings look incredible.
Yeah, they're going to have condos there, yep. I'm assuming, yeah.
So and, along the lines of kind of like the Midtown Crossing, or yeah. I guess more of, I mean, it's going to be completely different than a Midtown Crossing because it's going to be sort of like a campus feel, maybe a little bit like... an Exarban Village.
Like Exarban Village. God, we got these things everywhere, don't we?
But the deal is I feel like it answers to certain demographics. Like I would not consider, like I would consider Exarban Village while I go there often, and that's like my movie theater and everything. I wouldn't want to live over there because I feel like it's more college campusy. You know what I'm saying? Like it almost feels as though that's like dorm south, you know, like that would be like once you get out of the quote unquote dorms or if you're looking for a place to live, it would be those condos. I wouldn't necessarily go and buy a condo there, but I would like, I mean, I think I would live in a condo in Midtown, I mean, at Crossroads, because it's like at that perfect...
Are you going to tell your husband that?
Yeah, when I leave him.
Honey, we're moving to the new Crossroads condos. So Target stays, the parking garage.
That stays.
The building housing Best Buy in Charleston. So go all the way west to where the new Best Buy is and the old Toys R Us in Charleston. That stays. Everything else gets bulldozed. So from 72nd West to 76th. Will be the new Crossroads Mall.
Well, think how cool it'll be just to level all of that because now it's a slope, you know, where if you're up Sears, you look down into the old Best Buy parking lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, that'll all be leveled off, I would imagine, in order to have it be a campus.
That's where the condos are going to be.
I'm glad they're not getting rid of Charleston's because that is like one of my favorite restaurants.
What about the Applebee's?
No one's saying anything about that Applebee's that's there.
Oh my God.
Whatevs.
That's going bye-bye too.
Bye, bees.
Can we pick it up and helicopter it?
Helicopter
it.
Oh boy.
To the toilet.
helicopter
it in your Toyota. To the toilet.
Okay. Helicopter.
I mean, that's somebody's Applebee's. So anyway,
it's somebody's. It's not mine.
I think it's got to be scary building them all.
What about the neighborhoods around it?
What do people want?
I don't know.
I'm sure the neighborhoods want something better than what it is. They're saying it'll
be hope so.
Public space, green space, living space. Think of those buzzwords that you have to say now to get like public funding. Public space, green space, a living space.
I like the fact that there's going to be green space, though. I mean, I think that's like, I do.
Is that why you're going to move there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure.
What are you going to tell your husband?
Think about that. I'm not going to tell him. It's a surprise. Honey, I'm leaving you. I'm taking all the money. And by the way, I bought a sweet new condo and I'm starting my new life.
It's her second pad. She's just not going to say a word.
You can keep the kids. But think about green space, just to give you an idea for people who maybe don't understand. Green space is like what they have at Midtown Crossing where they do Yaz on the Green. I mean, it's that open air. It's really cool. So you can do things like fireworks or gatherings or concerts
all that fun
in the
stuff.
Park, open air things. I like that.
Maybe a little farmer's market.
So how many Yaz on the Greens will there be? Will there be dueling Yaz on the Greens?
Jeff, there can only be one Yaz on the Greens.
Tons.
It's Highlander.
Streaming. Now.
I get it on my phone. I listen on my tablet.
I listen online
all the time.
Number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
Ryan Seacrest wished well to his ex-girlfriend, Juliana Huff. She was married over the weekend. And, you know, he does that new, I mean, it's Kelly and Ryan in the morning.
Yeah.
Kelly Ripa, and she asked him about it.
The one that got away. What was he thinking?
I don't know.
He's probably thinking about dudes.
Yeah,
maybe.
You know,
I could get in the way of it.
He announced the news that his ex-girlfriend Julianne Hough had married hockey player Brooks Lake over the weekend. It was like, you know, part of their celebrity reporting on the show. And of course, you know, Kelly was like, so how do you feel about that? You know, whether or not it was weird to see his ex-girlfriend get married. And Ryan Seacrest is like, no, actually, I've got several exes that have gotten married. They're all married.
That's funny.
It's like they're married, kids, one's divorced. He's like, I've seen it all.
She was heartbroken, I remember. That's the story of how she met Brooks like this. She said she didn't want to date. She didn't want to date anyone. It was too soon. And someone was like, come on, just get out. You'll have a good time. And then it was like one of those stories where she was like, he was the perfect guy. Those are the stories you probably read if you're Seacrest that suck.
Yeah. I think he's just too in love with his career. I mean,
I don't think he has time. Yeah.
How do you
date when you are doing the, you're doing Kelly
working.
And plus you're producing all those Kardashian shows. Plus, you know, you're doing the top 40. And then now there's talk of going back with American Idol and going bi-coastal. Yeah. I mean, you'd be
ain't
a girlfriend.
Nobody got time for that.
Nobody got time for a girlfriend. Jay-Z admits that his marriage with Beyonce took a little work, but still finding the time to put out a big album. 444, he just announced his big North American tour, and one of the stops is going to be in Lincoln on December 6th. We're going to be giving away tickets all this week. You can win them before you can buy them situation. But he got candid about his relationship with Beyonce. He did an 11-minute short film. And Jay-Z said that things started to happen and it got to a point where their beautiful mansion of a relationship wasn't totally built on 100% truth.
But they worked on it.
Yes. He said it was the hardest thing he ever did, but it was worth it. It was absolutely worth it. But it does sound like he's confirming there were some chinks in the armor. I mean, but they apparently are stronger and better than ever. Couple that probably isn't going to weather the storms of a rocky relationship are Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna. She was just granted a restraining order and he has to stay 100 yards away from Blac Chyna after a court yesterday decided that she had enough evidence when it comes to revenge porn online, which California takes pretty seriously, in addition to allegations that Blac Chyna made that Rob Kardashian physically abused her. He wasn't in court, but his attorney, Robert Shapiro, was. But I guess Chyna has also alleged that, you know, Rob's a little unstable and maybe had threatened even to harm himself. So I think everybody's going to be
keeping an
eye.
I don't know anything about him, so I don't know if he's
nuts.
Well,
he's a sock designer. That's always the most embarrassing thing, I think, when they're always like, Rob Kardashian, sock designer and reality star. I'm like, those two resume things.
Yeah.
Separately, alone, are awful. But like, put those together where you're a sock designer and a reality
star. I mean, are there any high-profile sock designers?
No, I'm like, you're a sock designer? Is that even a thing?
Well, I guess if you're making money off it, everyone needs to wear socks.
That's our question. Are there high-end sock people? Is there some guy crushing it in the sock world?
I guess. I think guys can get like that. That there are like, I've gone over to Jerry Ryan and been like, oh, I guess I'll pick up a pair of socks. And you're like, whoa. So I think that there can be the high-end sock. I don't know how fast that inventory is moving.
I'm rocking some socks.
Do you have high-end socks?
I wouldn't call them high-end, but it's got
got bears on them.
It's got a bear on it. My bear socks.
Oh, barely there.
All right, so here's a kid right here, a 17-year-old. He's made a few million dollars, actually more than $1 million off of his company called Hoop Swag, which is a custom sock startup. So
who has that kind of, I mean, talk about Wally World. I mean, who has the disposable income where you're like, I won't wear anything but $100 socks?
Well, I would assume if you're a business guy, it's your tie and your socks are the only way you can accessorize.
Bucks a sock. Or show your personality. I mean, I think that would be, how much a sock?
$15 a pair of socks.
That doesn't sound high end.
That's not high end, but look at it. He's making over $1 million in a year, and he's 16, making these weird socks that kids like to wear, apparently.
The designer brands are between $25 and $115.
Yeah, I was going to say, 15 sounds like...
A lot of Italian brands, we wouldn't know. We're not into the high-end socks.
Well, his name of his sock collection is the Arthur George Socks. And apparently he's got some socks. It's a 50% off sale right now.
Oh, really?
Everything must go. You can get all sorts of, Tiny Boss socks where the S's and the Boss are dollar signs. Those are $25. I don't know how many of these Rob Kardashian's selling, but
I would assume you'd buy this for your dad or your husband on Father's Day.
Yeah, yeah, that's the thing. Queen Bee. It says stuff on the bottom. So like if you look at the bottom of the feet, it says stuff. But these are like $15. Plus he's got hats. Like lit. Nothing like getting dad a lit lid for Father's Day.
Why not?
Dad, time to put on my lit lid.
Dad has everything.
Dad's getting after it.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go studio.
You're listening to the Big Party Show.
On Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.